Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Today I sure don't know what that destiny is. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio. We are on the air live, a half hour late. Again, there is no customer service available at Blog Talk Radio, so we don't know exactly what happened at the top of the hour when we were supposed to go live. But at this moment, we are live. See what we've got and where we're going to go from here. It could be a very interesting show. I don't know if I've got the gremlins playing games or visiting or what we might have. But it is what it is. Today is Monday, September 1st, 2014. I don't know what that noise just was. I don't know if I got knocked off the air or what's going on. I'm hearing myself echo back now and repeat what's going on. So I am turning the volume on and see what we've got. Those of you who were trying to listen to the show and maybe called in, the new link for the show is tobtr.com/s/60295. Again, it's episode 60295. And shortly I will open. I'll tell you about how to get on the show and how you can call by calling 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And we are in the chat room of Blog Talk Radio, or will be shortly. I'll open. And hopefully I'll settle in. Everything can be, or if you listen to the show archived, you do then as well. So, let's see. What else can I tell you? If you'd like to get a hold of me and schedule someone on Purpose Talk Radio, here, I'm putting in that chat room here. The new link to the show is, there you go, folks. Hopefully you can
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Here we go again, fulfilling our own destiny. Well, sometime we will have guests be able to call in again, and apparently she may be having some technical difficulties getting in too. And we'll see what we do. I love the things we're doing in the hope that I hear a song still playing. It can't be playing. It's not playing anymore. Anyway. Gremlins, gremlins, gremlins. Anyway, this is Purpose Talk Radio. It's September 1st, 2014. And I invite you all to be here and wonder what is happening with the world. It's been a very quick summer. School starting, everybody back in the education mode, and we're all just trying to find out what our purpose is as we go forward here, because, you know, sometimes, as they say, you know, life hands you lemons, you make lemonade. Sometimes you make lime out of it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it becomes mud. But whatever it is, we all have to make the best of it, make it work, and work around it, which is exactly what we're doing right now. As we go forward. Because you know, technology is a wonderful thing when it works. And when there's someone in a customer support role to be able to help us get through it. But it doesn't always happen the way we'd like it to. So, I say, hopefully our guest, Sally Ann, will be calling in soon. There she is. How nice. Great. It's nice to see that phone number pop because soon I will be bringing her back on the air. But, you know, as I started saying, you know, it is September 1st, and this date is significant for me. In that 15 years ago, my life changed very different from what I thought it would be. And, you know, sometimes there are those unanswered prayers. I had, 15 years ago, become engaged to a man that I had been dating for about 10 years. And today, 18 years ago, he was in a car accident. failed tragically. You know, I thought I was going to be moving to Minnesota. I thought life was going to be very different. Part of me didn't want to move because I had nephews that were and now I get to see my 5-year-old nephew grow up because I'm from here in this area. And, you know, like I said, it's so cool that things turn out the way they sometimes. Even though I still miss Bill, I still miss what I thought we might have had. But I also look at this on an interesting level in that, you know, he's a person. His dream, and the reason he was in Minnesota and was here in Wisconsin, is that he had gotten his dream job to be a radio job and a producer for a radio station. So he was living here, and he was living his life and his purpose. Actually, he had lost that job and was bringing pizzas on the day he died. He was at work. Interestingly enough, he even liked delivering pizzas. That was his purpose. He made people laugh. You know, he enjoyed whatever he did. You know, he's been a little bold and direct with some people that, you know, some of my friends didn't like. But before you would be done with the conversation, I guarantee you'd be laughing. That is really important in this world. We need to laugh at what life sends us. Good, bad, indifferent, technology freaking out, all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, without laughter, you know, we end up crying. Our cells all break down because they've got these awful things, this negativity. And you know, we need the positive energy that can build life. You know, so I dedicate the show today to the spirit Bill Pfeiffer, once known as the moderator of Airwaves Media when it was a bulletin board. And prior to when the internet even existed or as a decent thing. Because way back then, you know, we didn't have what we have now. There was no Facebook. There was no you know, MySpace, Reddit, you know, there wasn't any of this stuff there. You know, me to enjoy computers and to do by hand and all these things that, God, when I was learning them, I thought, oh man, this is not of interest to me. Well, I was just told that I was off the air for a bit. Great. You know, anyway, the radios, you know, this wasn't of interest to me. Internet wasn't really of interest to me. Designing websites wasn't of interest to me. None of that. And yet, when I look at life, that's what I'm doing right now. In my side work, in my off time, I and maintain for some nonprofits. I do Facebook designing, which is its own type of design, all that kind of stuff. And I just laugh. Because, again, today, would I be doing a radio show? Had he been here? Uh-oh, this would have been his radio show. And yet the interesting thing is, about a year ago is when I took on Purpose Talk Radio. The last Monday in September, 1 year ago, I took on a radio show because I didn't want it to go dark. I loved Jan Revelle had been doing, and what Barbara Patterson had been doing. So inner purpose, you just have to be open to spirit and hope for the best, and hope that you can be open to what you hear and following those voices, no matter how small they are. So, I'm going to bring our guest on today.
Hi.
Sally Ann. Hello, Sally Ann.
Good afternoon, Cindy. Can you hear me? Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, take 2, can you hear me?
thank you for making me laugh. You always do.
I'm glad.
You know, I hope when to the link to the show to get that to that we've got all of the posts out on Facebook, and if anybody gets the information to change the link, please feel free to post on any of the something like 70 Facebook groups that we've been and get them to come to the new link. So I hear lots of noise right now. Do you have your headset on?
I have a headset on. I'm in the back room just with one cat only.
Okay, there you go.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it was when we just got on, so we're doing good.
Okay. All right.
Well, how is your day going so far?
It's very typical of what my life is like, Cindy.
And you just go along with it and say, la, la, la.
That's all. If you could take a look at the page, I said, well, we have technical difficulties. And then Louise inboxes me and says, you're not made of wires. It's not technical difficulties. Just breathe. And as soon as we breathed, you're on again. How do you like that? Instantaneous.
There we go. You know, it changed. So, yeah, we changed all the links. And, you know, hopefully, like, people will follow through. And we go, I'm trying to go multitask. And,
I don't know if I can talk to you and change the links on the computer at the same time. I could try. Cindy, I don't hear you anymore. Every once in a while, you just disappear. Cindy. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to run this show by myself, and Cindy can join us whenever she wants. Okay? So a typical day would be getting all ready for the radio show, and then the radio link not working, but we just keep going anyway. And I had all my friends wanting to know where it is. So hopefully, oh, good. I'm so glad because I really don't enjoy talking to myself. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, it just keeps dropping here.
All right. But, you know, you can't dedicate a show to Bill and then not expect him to show up.
You know what? Yeah. He's probably going, remember you said I was the radio person. You're not, so, you know. All right, Bill, take over then, huh?
All right.
So, we'll just tell him to take over here, get all the spirits that belong here back in here. Anyway, I hear stories on your end. Usually that's my end.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's Southern California. Can't help these things, okay?
We got windows open and our enjoying the weather.
Not anymore. Not. I'm new at this, Cindy. We'll get used to this, okay? Now the window's closed.
Okay. You know, it's rainy and dirty over here, so hopefully it's warm enough by you.
It is, so. And Crystal got on an airplane and came back from Chicago, which is not too far from you. So she's flying as we speak.
So you have girls that are we'll go back into the basic part of it. But right now you have girls that are, you're random son. Your kids are how old?
Lana's 10, Crystal's 20, Raina 22, and Curry 25.
Okay. And is Lana 10 today or next week?
No, she's going to be 10 on September 8th.
Okay, well, wish her happy birthday. A little bit early. She's got that double-digit birthday there. That's, you know, that gets special for all of you.
Yes. Oh, my God, I don't even know how old she's going to be. 11, I think.
Oh, she'll be 11.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
She's going to be 11. Oh, my God, yeah. Ask me again how old my kids are. I don't know.
Oops, there we go.
Okay, it's okay. It's all right.
That works. It's quite all right. Quite all right. So I'm trying to get back into the other piece that, you know, had your introduction on it, because, you know, kind of hard to do things without that.
Oh, it's really not hard at all. So, well, let's just start in the middle. I like to start in the middle anyway.
Okay, we'll start in the middle.
If you are grateful every single minute of every day, or most days, okay, and you just, like, appreciate everything you have, and live in a constant state of love and connect to people as spirits instead of bodies, and then you can just be happy every day of your life. Okay?
Okay.
And if I sound like a guru, I'm not. It's what I wound up doing to be able to live so happy. So it's gratitude and love, and then you wind up with abundance. Huh?
What brought you to that point where you knew that's what you're supposed to be doing?
Oh, see, now this is a trick question, because you already asked me this over coffee this morning. So
yeah.
I don't quite remember what I said.
I got to start all my shows that way. You know, this is still a show of purpose. And, you know, everybody finds that out on a different level. You know, like
okay.
I said, I found it out, you know, is this really my purpose doing this right now? In the moment, everything changes. You know, so your gratitude, your life of la-la, where'd you come to know that? I know
so 8 years ago on the front lawn on Long Island with my friend Gina Gold, who may or may not be listening, but she's still my best friend and mentor, I realized that I was watching and listening to a lot of Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he just made it seem so easy. And I thought to myself, gee, I would really like to make it be so easy for everybody else to realize this. So it started then, and it kept growing from there. But most of the time, it's so subtle that I don't realize it until we're here. The fireworks don't go off. There's no great bang. It's just a subtle, I can't even explain what it is. But you just turn around and say, oh, look, here I am. This is where I want to be. And then you turn around and say, here I am. That's all.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it answered the question or not, but it makes for good radio talk.
Do we know what we want any moment? Not necessarily. You know, it is listening to that small voice, like I said earlier, of, you know, whenever you hear it. Just going with it, going with the flow. So let's back up a bit here for you. And let me, folks, know who you are. You know, we are talking to Kellyanne Cast, who is out in Southern California, it says, you know. But Sally Ann's father died when she was 17, and then she ended up going through some strategic ways of completing school. I guess I'll just put it that way and let her talk about those in a little bit. But she had school and work experience that allowed her to know at age 16 that she wanted to work somewhere in the field of sign language communication especially. At 19, she achieved that goal, but it was not in the job that she felt right. To get there meant experiencing things that most teenagers do not have to consider. Part of it, like I said, losing your father at 15. You know, she graduated from high school early, all the kinds of things. Then after a few years, Sally Ann discovered that she had a purpose, and that was to be a wife and mother. And as you heard, she has four children. that now, some of which are adults. But over the next 20 years, Sally Ann focused on raising her four children, and one of those was diagnosed as being deaf. It created the family that she believed she was supposed to create. Even though Sally Ann cut back on her sign language career, she taught all of her children American Sign Language, better known as ASL, as a second language. And after 25 years of marriage, Sally Ann and her husband realized it was not the situation that should continue. So on July 15, 2001, boarded a plane with two minor children, six backpacks, traveled 3,000 miles from New York to California to begin a journey that she labeled now of epic origin. So over the last year and a half, she's been able to change her life, come up with a new life out in California. Since then, her two adult children have joined her out there as well. And, you know, they've reunited as a family on the opposite coast. But after this year now of spiritual growth accompanied by a few challenges, housing issues, not having a job, all those things, just minor little things, of course. Now, Sally Ann has returned to her preserve deaf community by being hired as an interpreter for the deaf at the school setting developmentally disabled adults. She says that this is her dream job, and she had never imagined one she was living out on the East Coast. She believes that she had to listen to the calling of spirit within her and take the risk to get where she is today. She describes her current life as living like Elmo on Sesame Street, as we've already alluded to, the La La World. And I had to ask her what the heck that meant, because you know what? I don't watch Sesame Street anymore. Although I should with a 4-year-old nephew. You know? And she says, Sally Ann says, I've learned to connect to and trust the universe and greet each new day in a constant state of gratitude and love, which she has already said to you. So let's go back to Elmo. You know, we think of Elmo as this cute little cuddly guy that, you know, actually doesn't always have quite the full confidence that, you know, we all think we should have. Ha! Huh. You know, so that makes sense. You know, being this little furry guy that, you know, gets very shy at times, very kind of overprotective. So, you know, describe your La La world.
Well, let me finish Elmo's world first. He has a crayon, and he creates his own world. He draws what he wants, and that's really what I do. That's what I did. That's basically it. I had a picture in my head of how I wanted my life to be, but that really didn't do it. We all have pictures in our heads. When you have the desire in your heart, and somehow you can balance out the heart desire with the head desire, that's how you create your own world. So you set your intention. I set my intention with my heart, what I wanted. And I would mention it to a few of my close friends. And then a year later, we'd turn around and say, whoa, remember I said that? Yes, I did. And here it is. It's magic, but it's really just living every day. Like I said, in a constant, you set your intention, you live in a constant state of gratitude, you connect with everybody on a spiritual level the best you can. I mean, I'm normal and get upset at things. And just recently somebody asked me, do you still get the feeling like you want to react sometimes? And I said, for sure. But I've learned to use the spaces between reacting and actually letting it out. So I changed the reaction to a proaction, and then, I don't know, it changes my world. That's all I can tell you. So that's kind of how it is. I don't know if that made any sense, but it's how I live my life.
Yeah.
Extrapolate for us, Cindy. Pull out what's important.
Hey. You know what? It's not what is important to me. It's important each individual that might hear it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know
what
anybody's going to want to hear. To be honest with you, you know, what's going to help any individual person realize they can be in the same boat, you know?
Well, I'll tell you one of the major tools, you know, if we could hand out tools to try to get this done. I didn't have a book. I kind of winged it. I'm still winging it. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just know that it's working, so I continue it. But one of the major tools, along with the gratitude, is not letting any negative thoughts inside my head. I realize that the free will that is given to us is very, very, has very narrow boundaries, but they also have great boundaries, okay? So our head and our thoughts are really the only place we actually have free will. And I decide what comes in and what doesn't come in. If a negative thought comes in, I send it out very quickly. And that really is what kept my path going so quickly and moving on a positive level. So there you have it.
So how do you turn, you know, when you get that negative stuff coming in, how do you turn it around?
I tell it's my head. I don't want you in here.
Just that simple.
Go away.
There you go.
It works. I hear somebody laughing from the other room. Okay, it works.
So is it the same thing you've taught your kids?
Yeah. Yeah, my son called me in the middle of our non-technical difficulties, and he's like, Mom, I just read your bio. I'm in tears. I'm like, Curry, you lived with me your whole life, you know? But yes, I have. And he's one of the ones that he used to think it was a little, he would call it not such nice things, like he would call it psycho mumbo jumbo, but now he's one of the biggest advocates of practicing this type of life. And he recently got himself a truck and an apartment and a job and everything. So it does work.
So he didn't have any help you either, did he?
What's that?
When he moved out to the West, he didn't have a job or really a place to live either. Because
he
lived in a small place.
So yes, no, yes, no.
Extra kids in here, too.
Yes, no. Yeah, no, we all kind of, yeah, so I guess I did teach them this. That was it. You know, you have faith in God up above, and you do the right thing, and the right thing is gonna be there for you. It's that simple. It's really very old, simple ways, you know, that some of us forget sometimes. But it's that's it. It's so easy. I feel like if I had this conversation with somebody 100 years ago, they'd be like, what's the big deal? This is the way we live. And then something got lost in the translation.
So
as I look out my window, what's that?
I was going to say, you know, I don't want to dwell back on the other stuff, but what did you do back then that's so different? You know, what?
Back then, you want to know what I did back then? I did the same thing and was uncomfortable and didn't fit in, Cindy.
Okay.
That's what it was. I could never fit into that other way of thinking, so I never felt comfortable. So I kind of stayed quiet for many, many years. Outside my window, I have two butterflies and a hawk flying around, just so you know. So somebody's coming.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. The butterflies are, like, up by the window here. And, okay. Sorry to interrupt that. I was chasing butterflies. Okay.
Okay. What, you know, what an oxymoron and a contrast, you know. But in that case, you know, both can coexist, you know, unlike positive and negative energy in our lives. Sure, they can both coexist, but they don't really co, you know. They exist. That's all they do. They don't coexist. So, kind of an interesting to see that, as you mention it, though, you know, opposite sides of the fence. So let's back up. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then once you start getting to these places, I don't know if we jump universes or the gratitude gets bigger, the heart opens up wider, but the sky looks bluer, the grass looks greener. You know, the mountains, I stare at these mountains every day, and every day they get more beautiful. So I don't know if it's seeing through my heart or if I actually am climbing up somewhere. I don't know. I don't have questions. I don't have answers. I'm just, like, really enjoying it. Okay, go ahead. Back to your question. Sorry, Cindy. I'm staring at the mountains
okay.
out the window.
I wouldn't blame you. I wish I could, you know. So, let's back up to that 15-year-old kid. You know, your father just passed. Obviously, that is real rough on a teenager. You know, you need your parents, whether you... As a kid, you know, we don't want our parents in our face, but you know what? If they're not there, you probably miss a whole lot. So, how did that change your world? I mean, it's kind of obvious. How did it change your world?
Yeah, so let's stick to the storyline, because I can go off on tangent upon tangent and spend hours talking mm-hmm. about this. But we'll stick to the storyline for now. So, I was 15 when my dad died. I was eligible for what they had in back east then as a CETA program, because we were financially under whatever level, okay? And my first job while I was still in high school was at the special ed office at Sachem School District. Okay, I don't even know how old I was. Then I graduated. I stayed in the CETA program, and they placed me at Cleary School for the Deaf in Lake Ronkonkoma, New York, as a clerk typist. I graduated high school early, and I did not like typing at all, so I went into the sisters, the nuns, Sisters of St. Joseph back then, and said, can I please get a job in the classroom as a teacher assistant? So they obliged me, and I worked during the day, like 8 to 3 during the day, and then put myself through college at night and studied special ed, whatever, sign language, and that type of thing. So all that wouldn't have happened if my dad didn't pass away, because we would have never fell into the financial category that we fell into. And, yeah. And then years later, picked it back up again.
Cool. So even through, again, all that, God, to be able to graduate in general early is amazing. To be able to say, okay, I'm getting beyond the emotional struggle. Hello. There's a car backfiring inside my apartment. At least I hope it was a car.
Yeah, me too.
I live on a main drag, so we'll just put that out there that it was a car. Anyway, so, you know, that emotional draw and still being able to do that, that already is a testimony to your strength as a person. You know, I must say. So, okay, so you get, go through life. You have kids, you have a family, you get married, good stuff. You know, typical things that people think should happen in life. You know, that took you out of that career. Right?
Yeah.
You know, but also you told me earlier in something I said in your bio that, you know, yes, you were in the career of interpreting, but it wasn't what you felt was right.
Yeah.
What was that job? Do you want to elaborate on that at all?
I had a lot of deaf friends, and it was cooler and more important for me to be accepted in the deaf community than it was to just be, and please all interpreters forgive me for this, just be used as a tool. So I really enjoyed being part of the deaf community, which is very, very, it's not done very often for a hearing person to be accepted into the deaf community, and I was. So partially because of my skill level, but partially because of my attitude and understanding of what it's like to be deaf. So I did not want to give up that spot. So I never did follow the interpreting.
Okay.
That's what I have to say about that.
Well, you know what? That's one of the things I'm learning in my classes right now. You know, where is that? And the code of ethics and the things like that really has changed and updated. You know, back then, you know, you had, your interns were your friends. They,
yeah.
You know. That was all there was. The deaf could only rely on their friends or their family, and you know. And now, thankfully, that career is changing, and it's getting more strict ethical codes. You know, like lawyers and attorneys and all of that. You know, and I'm actually going to take a little personal time here, just for a second. You know, the end of September, the last week of September, Deaf Awareness Month. you know, anybody that, you know, is familiar or not familiar with people in the deaf community, I'm going to invite you to reach out a little bit and maybe investigate, because the deaf do have their own culture, their own language, their own way of life, and not that it's different or weird or whatever. It is just what it is. It's like being German or Italian, each person having their own culture. You know, and that's kind of important for people to understand, too. It's not just waving your hands in the air. It is its own form of communication. It is, you know, so, again, I invite you to reach out if you have some deaf awareness events in your community and have any interest at all in finding out what that culture is all about. You know, just like out here in Wisconsin, or in Milwaukee area, we have cultural festivals all along. You know, every weekend there's something else. There's Polish Fest, there's Irish Fest, German Fest. Indian Summer is coming up next weekend, you know, for the Native Americans. There's all that kind of stuff, Afro Fest. There's everything. And it is an opportunity for people to get out there and investigate food and music and different way of life. And that's what Deaf Awareness Week is about, the last week of the month. So, you know, that's some of where you and I connect initially. I still don't know how that happened, but okay, it did. you know, I think it had a lot to do with. And this person that seems to float in and out of my life with this connection, Ms. Mona Garcia over there, and some people have heard her music, and they heard Krista Bell talking about her. They've heard Christina Nelson talking about her. You know, little there that one of these days is going to get on the show. you know, when she gets to fit into.
I can give her the headset right now, huh?
I make her play a keyboard. If she did that.
Well, set up the keyboard. Come on.
There you go. We might end up doing that, yeah.
Okay, you or know. we could just cue the CD also, you know.
There you go.
Cue Mona Garcia's CD.
Yeah. But so anyway, so you, like you said, you've got this different culture, and you learned that back then, something right here, I'm really doing this quote unquote right, you know. So it takes you away from it. So you raise your family. You're still in it a little bit. You have a son. Diagnosed deaf. Diagnosed. You know, did you consider it a little ironic situation? You know, did you have any deafness in your family?
No, even back then, no. Here's what happened. My son was born hearing because I worked with deaf babies 10 days old. Like, I knew what a deaf kid was like, okay? And I knew all the signs. This was very new to, you know, this was still very fresh when my son was born. So I know he was born hearing. He had, like, I guess the fluid in the ears or whatever, and two sets of tubes put in. When he finished his second operation, the second set of tubes, he came out deaf in one ear. Now, they promised me it had nothing to do with it, and it didn't really matter because that's how it was, you know. So we took him all around and found out it was nerve deafness. No reason or rhyme for it. And that was it. But he was already signing before that. So did I think it was ironic? No, even back then I knew that God picked things like this. Like, why wouldn't he give a deaf kid to a person who already knows sign language, you know? So I didn't even question it. It was total acceptance at that moment.
Okay. So you raise your family. You're out east. You go through all this time of marriage, time of life. And like I said, whether it be quote-unquote normal, expected, whatever, you know, that's what we expect to do. We expect to have a family, you know, move out of our parents' home, whatever it might be, whether it be our own individual, you know, me, I live pretty much a solo life. And that's fine. That's my family. Me, myself, my furry animals, my furry kids sometimes, you know.
And your friends. My friends.
My church family, things like that are my family, you know. My church family, kids, a couple of those, you know, they get me, and it's like I have more fun with them, you know, than with my own kids. Kind of cool. So, you know, so what, I guess, what happened beyond all that? So, you know, whatever you're willing or wanting to say about it, you're suddenly up on a plane saying, hey, this isn't working anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't even like that, to be honest with you, because it stopped working like 8 years before I got on the plane. So it really wasn't like that. I can't, even at this point, I can't explain it to you. We had a hurricane a year before, and Crystal and I were stuck with no lights for 7 days and did a lot of sitting outside and connecting to trees. And the two of us talked about moving out of New York and Long Island, just her and I. And we set a date for like November or December, and we started packing boxes. Still didn't know where we were going or anything. And in the end of November, beginning of December, and didn't even know that this is the way you manifest things and make them happen. It's kind of like a 3D vision board. I didn't know that, but it's just what we were doing. And then I think something happened. Here we go with the number 15 again. And my dad died on July 13th. So that was a really big date for me. But his birthday is on the 15th of November. Well, I don't know, mix everything together. We wound up getting a really cheap flight on July 15th and just got on the plane. That was it. There's really no big backstory behind it. The only reason why we took 6 backpacks instead of luggage was because they wanted to charge me more to go from New York to L.A. to Utah and then back to L.A. again. And I said, well, what happens if I get off in L.A.? That's where I want to go. We'll have to charge you more money. He said, okay. So we got off the plane with our backpacks and just kept going. That was it.
There you go.
That was it. Prepaid visa. They couldn't charge me any more money.
Living that frugal life, you know, which is cool. Finding a way to survive. You know, and you've done a lot of that. Yeah, so you get over
it. Yeah, I don't survive though, Cindy. I live. I survived. Here's the funny thing. During those times that you're talking about when I was doing the right thing according to society's eyes, I was just surviving. When I let go of that idea is when I started living. There's a difference now. It's not surviving anymore. I do not survive. I wake up every single morning and live every single minute of every day. So there's a big difference between now and then. That was what was expected of me, and I barely survived. I barely survived that. Just the whole society expectation thing. So, because if I talked like this back then, people looked at me like I was crazy. What's the matter with you? Don't talk like that, you know? Now people are saying, what? What did you say?
Yep. You know, that is becoming more accepted to, you know, that those law of attraction things that have come out, you know, all that kind of stuff that now is, like, allowing people to, I don't know, look at the good side of things, I guess.
I guess, but again, I was very lucky. I was lucky because it didn't matter how anybody viewed it. I had and still do have a very tight, small circle of friends that was my support system through everything. And when I didn't have the physical support system, I had this angelic spiritual support system that kind of showed me this is really the way it is, and that's kind of how I got through most of it until I realized this is the way to live. So anyway.
Okay.
So do we have time for any callers? Does any of my friends want to call? Or do they can't?
You know, they're there, but they're not saying they want to talk. So I was
okay.
Just
all right, that's fine.
I was just going to see if they actually would respond to me. I could. There's one that I can identify very well. I can put her on. Last time I did that, I kind of get yelled at, but I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
If anybody else would like to call in, has questions for Sally Ann, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. If you're in on Skype, you can press the number 1 so I know you are there and want to talk, because that's another way you can get in. Click on the Skype icon next to the show description. And you can talk to us that way. So I'm going to put on Mona Garcia.
Hey!
Welcome to Perfect Talk Radio.
Okay, thank you. Oh, you're busted laughing about you. Is she talking about me again?
Oh, God.
Hey, you're responsible for this connection again, you know? Might as well bring you on.
Oh, my God, this is true. That's what we're all about. We're always trying to help each other out, and here we are.
So, you know, you were on somewhere near the beginning of, you know, Sally Ann's journey to the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, like I said, she wanted to run the call, so what would you like to share?
I couldn't catch that last bit. You're breaking up a little bit, so don't move so much.
I said, so what would you like to share?
Oh, like, okay. Let's see. I met Sally Ann on Facebook.
What's
she likes my music. And just like how we all connected through music and through other groups. We became really good friends, and just all of a sudden just supported each other, and we extended our friendships to other people like you and Christina Nelson and Chris McCreary's Times, and it's growing and it's very fascinating. And plus, she Sally Ann is a major supporter and promoter of my music as well. And I'm so thankful for her for doing that as well. But she lives her life, and she lives the purpose that how she does it, how she goes about it. And she has incredible kids. I'll support her, too. But we went whale washing yesterday, and that was it was great. She's a wonderful person. I'm so glad to have her in my life.
Oh, how sweet. Oh.
Is she still there?
I'm here.
Is she there?
Oh, I don't know. Does it matter? You and I come on the show.
Oh, look, I saw the butterfly. Sally Ann.
Okay.
I saw the butterfly.
You see it?
I did. It flew right by.
I think it's your butterfly. I think it's somebody's. It's somebody's mother. So should we play some music? We should play some music right now, right?
Oh, how can we do that?
I don't know. I could put the CD on.
Yeah, you know, I just so everybody will know, I am Mona, and this is Cindy. Cindy Stevens' show. And I know that we are commenting. I've been commenting on our pages, on our profiles, Sally. And when you're done with being on the radio show, you're gonna laugh when you see everybody's comments.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I just want you to know you have a lot of people that support you. There's Kathy, there's Louise, there's just so many of us that you're going to be shocked when you get to read your comments. You're going to be in La La Land, and
okay.
You know, we're part of your La La Land.
Oh,
and,
God bless you.
Cool. We are so lucky to have you in ours. And watching Alana over here playing. Alana, your daughter playing, what are you playing, Alana?
Survival craft, okay. But everybody should also know she set up the studio just in case we needed a backup on the computer today. Alana did that,
and
too.
She rocked it, yep. Alana rocked it. totally rocked it. And so if anybody else wants to call in and share your experiences with Miss Bellinetta, I'll share. What else is going on?
What else
follow is going
the,
on?
Follow the butterfly, see where it goes.
Jillian.
What?
When you first heard my, I guess, was it my music, or we were in a group, right? There was a group.
Yes.
And then that's how we became friends. Do you remember that? What kind of led you towards my direction?
Honestly, Mona, because you spoke from your heart, and I could tell that. And one of the very first things that you told me was, don't worry about what you're saying as long as it comes from your heart. So
that
you were a very big, I don't know how to use these words, but you had a lot to do with my growth spiritually and all these things, because you heard what I had to say and you just let me know to keep saying it. So it was kind of cool too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad I encouraged you to do so, because now you're a lot closer. You live a lot closer to me, and you do share a lot of fun experiences with my music, and I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, my God. That's been a journey in itself. It took us all the way from San Diego to Sacramento and back again.
Louise. Yep, Sandy and Renee. Oh my gosh, Judy, we met a lot of cool people.
And your music connects everybody. Because look, I have a new best friend, Karen. Okay, and we wouldn't have met her without the music. And hi, Lynn. I didn't meet you yet, but I really am looking forward to it. And yeah, so that's like a big deal too. And the Harvard Women's Club, Mona, your music has taken us on a journey. It's amazing.
Right, Santa Barbara, San Diego. Oh my gosh, we're having fun. It's cool. It's kind of like a Partridge Family.
Because the kids come along.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Kids come along.
Yeah. Along. Exactly.
Oh, hey, Cindy's back. Hey, Cindy.
Cindy's been back. She's just been talking to herself because she put herself on you.
Yeah. Did we miss anything? Cindy, fill us in. What did we miss?
You missed mute. Yeah. Oh. I was just responding to you guys and going, okay, they're just talking away about this music. Okay. And I'm going,
Well,
oh, Lord.
Connected from was like from the music, and that's how we connected. And with you too, Cindy. And you, what was it? You came on my music page and said, wait a minute, there's something wrong here? And then look and behold, my music connected us.
weren't linking to what they were supposed to, and they were doing that generic stuff that Facebook likes doing. Yeah, yeah.
Something very ironic, Cindy, is that you and I, our passion for music and the field of deafness is just is wonderful, because it's both ends of the coin. It's both ends of the spectrum. So it's really cool. Very cool.
Well, there's a little, like you said, a little bit of that contrary piece again, like the hawks and the butterflies and the, you know. You know, it's just put together as it's supposed to. So,
okay, Mona's breaking. She's going to go to follow that butterfly. Okay, she's going to take a break.
Okay, you can go chase the butterfly.
It's a pleasure speaking with you and everybody else out there. Hey, come say hi.
I'm here trying to...
Do you have to hit one or something?
Well, you have to hit one where I decide to push you back on hold and not actually get you off the switchboard.
What are we doing?
Bye-bye. Okay, I'll put you off the switchboard. Oh, good. These people decided they want to talk to you. I'll put them on now. Bye, Mona.
I'm on. I'm still listening.
Oh, good. Let Mona stay on, too. Come on. We're all friends.
I don't care. She said she's just going to go chase butterflies.
Okay.
Well, I can stay on that. I just don't want any loud noises. I don't have Hootie or Crackers around, so we're okay. My pets, that is.
There you go. Those are your fur children.
Nobody's
going to
be barking. There's going to be a lot of meowing.
Well, you know,
no,
what?
I have the cat in here. Oh, actually, two cats are in here. I'm okay.
Okay, cool. All right, then I can stay
okay,
on.
Okay, so, you know, Salient, I'm going to let you share a little bit more about what you're doing right now. You know, you say this is your dream job. So, well, I go figure out who these other two people are.
Okay.
Why don't you talk about what this job, you know, how you came to get where you are now.
Okay. This is a really cool story. What a wonderful story this is. We can publish this story. Okay, you ready?
Right.
Okay.
And how did you come to where you know it was your purpose?
Okay.
I'm going to go stick the calls. I'll be right back.
So I was looking for a job for a year straight and couldn't find one in any field, not my previous field, not my new field, nothing. Okay, and I had gone on Craigslist and all these other search engines and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I went on to this, found one job that said caregiver, which I am a certified home health caregiver because I couldn't do anything else right now. I couldn't get hired as anything else. So I got certified as a home health caregiver. And then I see this job that says caregiver / ASL interpreter. And I called Alana over and said, Alana, is this really what it says or am I dreaming? Because these two things don't go together, okay? So I called about the job, and ironically, I was on the phone with Cindy Freeman at the time when the job called me back and said, come in for an interview. So that's basically how it happened. And now I'm at a school for developmentally disabled adults. I have one client, he's deaf and autistic, and I am his communication facilitator, signing to him, and a one-on-one caregiver. And it's like every day is Disneyland, because what I came to find out is these clients may be developmentally disabled, but they're certainly not spiritually disabled, and I have learned probably most of my life lessons from just working in there for 1 year. Okay, Cindy, come back because that's the story. And now Cindy's going to, like, make me wait. Cindy, even if you... See, I knew it. I knew you were there anyway. I know you, Cindy.
You know what? She's probably checking in to see with the other callers. Or checking.
You think so?
Callers. Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
Did I tell that story right? Is that how it happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good, right? You were here. You watched most of it. Most of my friends on Facebook and my friends off Facebook kind of been with me through all this. So that's why it's so cool. So it's cool to, like, just reshare.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of you know, how much we support each other and the impact that, you know, that we have. So, yeah, you did. Yeah. It's a beautiful story, Celia.
Thanks. And the whole Facebook thing, you know, so many people, like, complain about it. But to me, I think it's, like, this perfect place to get to connect with somebody without knowing what they look like, without knowing their gender, without knowing their sexual preference or their cultural ways or religion or anything, and you connect with a soul and then fill in the details later. But you're already connected with that person. Once you connect with that person, it really doesn't matter. The other details don't matter. So I think that's what's such an amazing thing about Facebook, which happens quite often. I'll go stalk somebody's profile after I've been friends with them for 6 months. Oh, is that who you are? Is that what you look like? You know? It's kind of funny.
Yeah. That is neat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I hope Cindy comes back soon because there's only 15 minutes
Cindy's
left of the show.
On.
Okay.
What you talking about, girl? No, because I restarted. Remember, I started the show over, so now you got a little extra time here. We supposedly have 52 minutes yet. We'll see how that really goes. I don't know if I trust it, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring on Louise to the show.
Hello,
Louise. Welcome to
it's Really
Talk
Louise
Radio.
Hey, Louise. And I want to talk about Gilroy.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Mama, do you remember what Gilroy is?
Gilroy, garlic ice cream.
Garlic ice cream.
Oh,
yeah.
That
is the best ever.
Oh,
yeah. That was so good. Anyway,
Louise, wait. Did you get my message this morning about me reminding you to remind me about the show?
Oh, yeah, I was sleeping.
Oh, okay.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, carry on. Now you can talk about whatever you want.
I'm honest.
All right.
I know you'd remember, but and I have reposted it and reshared, and I knew everybody was going to be here because everybody and anybody who knows Sally Ann should be on right now.
Oh.
But what an exciting ride it's been to be on this ride with Sally Ann and Mona. Mona, are you still there?
I sure am, sweetie.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
The car ride we won't talk about. But,
you start statements like that, I'm going to pull it out of you, so be careful.
I don't do well in a car, but what a trip. And you know, just getting off the plane and seeing Sally, and it was just like it was like oh yeah, hi, you know. It was not a monumental moment. It was just two souls reconnecting once again. It was just beautiful. And that's where our friendship has been since the beginning, just two people reconnecting. And I love her dearly, and she'll be my best friend forever. And I'm all out of you too.
When she talks about the La La World, how do you get in the middle of it? I mean, what does that mean?
Oh,
I'm she's converted all her friends to the La La
World. No. I don't go in the middle. I bear witness to La La World. I'm a witness to La La World. I don't go in the middle of La La World. I'm witness to it. The way Sally Ann does La La World is really good for Sally Ann, and it works for her. I have another approach. But,
Oh my God!
That could be another show.
That's another radio show.
Yeah. I could write a book about that. But anyway.
Louise, what was published, Louise? What did you have published?
Well, I was published in Women's Spiritual Poetry. And it's a very big honor, very big honor. And she puts out an anthology book 3-4 times a year. And within that book is a collection of women's poetry, and this poem is due to go into it, and it's called Words. Lovely Words. And it was written with, my heart was pure at the time, and pure thoughts and loving thoughts, and just came out. And I submitted it on a whim and got a message from someone: you've been published. And I said, what? What do you mean I've been published? And it was a week after I submitted it, so I had forgotten about it. And she said, yeah, go take a look at the website.
Wow.
And Maureen was like crying, and I'm crying, and it was really, really a special moment. And then it goes on to a blog spot that has my bio, and but this show is not about me and my poetry, so let's stop right there. Okay?
All right, there you go.
We all have a gift, and it's just up to us to stay aware and find out what that gift is. And
exactly.
Yeah.
And we are
all connected. About. Yes.
We're all connected.
Exactly.
In a variety of ways. And, you know, you never know how and what happens when your paths cross people.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And what you do with that and how you connect once you're in the same place, the same space, is really entirely up to you.
That's right.
You know,
but,
I know, you know, our paths have crossed on other occasions, yours and mine, Louise, you know, and Sally Ann's and all of that, you know, all of us have, you know, I think it's, honestly, I think ultimately it's a connection of Facebook. You know,
yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Again,
it
what
wouldn't
you
have happened
with that
otherwise.
How you use it. Right, how you use
yeah.
it. And, you know, people
yeah.
that are putting that down right now, you know, again, it's all how you use it and what you do with it.
That's
that,
right.
All of that social
That's
media
right.
and, you know, whether you keep
yeah.
it just social or whether you actually make those emotional and those heartfelt connections too. So,
yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
Sayan's real good at, like she said, okay, you know, she connects the people first and then goes, oh, yeah, by the way, oh, that's what you look like. Okay, cool. You know, it's not
yeah.
just the, you know, that piece of it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I would like to say something.
Right
it's
now.
a lot easier to connect with trees than it is to connect with people. I just wanted to say that. Okay.
Well, yeah. This is true.
Yeah, yeah.
However, the trees don't really give you the emotional connection, and then again, they might be a little easier emotionally to deal with, too.
Sally Ann, it's been a nut, you know, let me tell you, when we talked about grounding way back then, I don't remember when, Sally Ann was a natural grounder, and, you know, hugging a tree is grounding, and she's a tree hugger. It's all good. It's all good.
Sure.
You don't get that hug back, but what you get from Mother Earth is a real good thing. And standing barefoot in the ground, real good thing. But anyway,
sure.
I love you, Sally Ann. The show's
I love
wonderful.
You, Louise.
I will never forget my trip to California. I will never, never forget one moment of it. No, not at all. And Mona, I love you too. Cindy will talk.
Sounds
Bless
good.
You on this beautiful show.
You too. Thanks for calling in, Louise. Get you back.
Okay.
There.
Take care.
Bye. Okay. I love
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. My studio will let me. I'm going to put Louise back on hold, and it's not letting me. Okay. This is fun.
So, Cindy, I have to ask you a question.
Yeah?
Since we do so much real-life talk here, when you host a show for 2 hours, what happens if you have to use the bathroom?
Too bad.
Too bad?
That's
what I
told her to mute.
On.
I told her hit the mute button.
Do I hit the mute button and go to the bathroom? That's terrible. I can't bring
sure.
all you people to the bathroom with
me. We can talk about you. I'll put you on hold, and you can go deal
okay,
with
good.
That. Well, I try to.
Okay.
Well, you know what? No,
what?
You're going to have to mute your phone, dear, because
okay.
I can't get you to mute. Remember?
Good. Okay. Now that everybody knows where I'm going, I'm muting myself.
Back.
Bye. I'll be right back. Bye.
We're all going in with you.
Listen. No, we're not.
We're all going in with you.
No, we're not.
We're timing you. We're timing you, Sally Ann.
Oh. You people are crazy. That's why we're so connected, though. Karen, I am trying to get to you, so just bear with us a moment. And Louise still is not on hold, so don't say anything that you don't want heard over the air. I love my studio. Yeah,
is that
you're still there. That's Louise. Yes, you're still on the air, dear. I'm trying to mute you, and the system will not let me. And I don't dare shut down my computer. So, or you can mute your own phone.
Maybe we can all just stay on.
That's right.
I'll be quiet.
That works too. I'm trying to get Karen on too. It's just not working.
Karen, is that Karen?
Not yet. Karen's not on. She's still on hold. Okay, I'm going to have to shut down this window and hope for the best. Cross my fingers. Otherwise, Alana's going to have to open up, go back on the show, and we'll see what happens. I don't know if this will, without me shutting down my whole show. I love it. You know, again, technology is a blessing and a curse, and I've been saying that for quite some time, and I guess I'll just have to keep putting out there, technology is a blessing, right?
Right.
I don't have to worry about it. And that,
if I only look at it
that way, yeah. You know, maybe it'll be a little
more. I'm done and I wash my hands.
Well, thank you for...
I'm so glad you washed your hands.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let me ask Sally Ann some more questions so we can, try to keep selling the system just a little bit.
Okay.
So what is next for you? What is living in your purpose? Now you've got this job. Fine.
I'm going to have lunch next. What do you mean, what's next for me? No, Cindy. If you got anything from this, I don't have a next. My heart has a next. Okay, I won't bust your chops. I guess what I want to do is my little girl is in middle school right here in Sunland. And I'm still living in a one-bedroom apartment. I would like to stay in this area for the next 3 years so she can finish middle school. And I would like to get into a bigger place. So that's next. So you want to mark the date down on the calendar and see how long it takes to get there? It doesn't matter how long. It'll be there when it's supposed to be there. But I know it'll be because just like everything else that I've kind of set an intention on, as long as it was a good, pure thought. And everyday actions has to be included in all this. I can't walk past a person who needs something. And if I have it, I share it with them. And I know it sounds altruistic, but it's really not. To me, I think we're here to share everything we have. And I do. And I want to say within reason at the end of the sentence, but it isn't, because it isn't within anybody's reason except between me and God. So I think sharing what I have is a big factor in things happening for me as quickly as they do.
Okay.
So what's next? I think perhaps a larger living space, although it's something I kind of want, maybe just a different living space. It doesn't even have to be larger, just a different space. I'd like a place that's a little more conducive to raising my 11-year-old. You know, we're in an apartment right now, second story. She can't go to the park by herself. So I guess something like that is what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
As far as work goes, I have no idea. I go to work and I'm myself every day, and I don't even think that I get a paycheck. I do this thing every day, and then in return, the universe rewards me with enough money to pay my bills. So I don't even look at it like I'm working.
Okay.
I hope that answer was okay.
And who's going to judge that? Yeah. Exactly.
And not me.
So. Doesn't matter.
Oh, somebody just texted me. Look at that. You can get a text while you're on the radio. Let's see who it was. I can't tell.
Karen trying to say?
Oh, Crystal. Crystal landed. Yay. Crystal came back from Chicago.
Yay.
That's who it was.
Good.
Yay. Okay.
Very good.
She was so close to you, Cindy. She could have stopped by and said hello. She would have.
Yeah,
if she
I know.
Knew. No. All right. Too late. She also had an extra ticket. She would have taken me to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Wish I'd known that
one.
I would have found a way to buzz on down there.
Yeah. Buzz on down. 2 hours away? How do you buzz on down somewhere? Well, I guess I did it. I shouldn't talk.
You know what? For me, a two-hour bus ride, the two-hour bus ride down to Chicago through the middle of the city, for crying out loud. Yes, we have a bus system here, which I am very grateful for. You know what? Sometimes that bus system takes a real long time to get to.
Yeah.
You know, a bus ride to Chicago, or it could take it across.
She told me there's a metro. You guys have the metro there, not the metro, the metro? Is that a female metro?
Chicago. Chicago has metro.
Metro. Yeah, we have metro.
Yeah. Metro in Chicago is a underground train system.
Uh-huh.
We don't have that. We have an upground. We don't have a train system here because, well, we're not going into what our governor did and all that stuff. You guys heard all that already. Our governor made the news, so worldwide.
That's another big deal on why I'm so happy I never watch the news. What did your governor do?
Me too.
He decided he didn't want a train system, so he gave back the money.
Oh.
So it is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Did he do
No, he gave it back to wherever it came from, you know. I'm still trying
that's
to...
That sounds like an honest politician.
Well, but the voters said we want a train.
Oh, that sounds like a dictator. Okay.
Right. There you go. See? Magic.
Yeah, I liked politics when I was growing up.
Okay. Let's see if I can get Karen in yet. It's spinning. It might work. It might bring Karen on the air. I'm trying, Karen. You can join this party.
She's been a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I shut my whole ward down here, and it still is. Let's see if Alana can get on and get in.
She can. She showed me when I was coming back from the bathroom.
Can you get on? What do you
Okay. Alana, if you're on, if you're in the board.
Here she comes. Here she comes. Good Lord. Here she is.
All right. Hey, we got a kid to do this. Sometimes it becomes necessary. Go to, what is all of that noise?
What is that noise?
Okay, she's got to turn the volume down on the computer.
Turn the volume on the computer down. Okay,
it's echoing and spinning and being really bad. And I can't do anything to shut it down.
You can't do it because
you
lower the volume.
You need to do the volume. And put a headset in it so it shuts up. You guys are echoing against each other. What you're playing is you're playing against each other right now. Thank you. Whatever you just did, I don't care. It worked. Okay.
Okay, but I don't think she can go on the computer, though. What did you just do? How did you get it to stop?
I put out my headset.
Oh. Actually, you're okay then. That's why.
What a weird malfunction.
Yeah, what it is, it was echoing back against itself.
Oh, that was okay. And I have my phone on, too. Okay, here, Kate. Lana's listening. Okay, Lana.
You see all the callers in the queue?
Yeah.
Go to, forget it. Karen, you are on the air. This is how this works.
I'm on the air?
You're on the air, Karen. Welcome to the show. See, I gave up. This is how life works. I give up. I give up to the universe, and well, it works.
It's amazing. Hi, Karen. Hello, Sally.
Shall we mute you? Would you like to
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I had to give away my headset to Alana for technical support, so I don't know if anybody can hear me, but
we can hear you.
Yeah, we
Sally.
Can hear you. You're okay. Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio, the show where you never know what's going to happen. We just know we're living our purpose and in the moment.
You said Purpose Talk, and I heard Coffee Klatch Radio.
great. Well, that's a whole other world with you guys. If you talk about people in the morning, forget it. Then something's wrong.
Anybody want coffee?
Okay. I want coffee. Hey, is there anything, Lana wants to know, is there anything she can do to help? Is Karen on?
Karen's on?
Karen's on.
Karen's
Hello,
on.
Hello, my friend. Sally Ann, are you there?
I'm here. I was thinking about lunch, though.
Oh, okay. What are we having?
I don't know yet. That's what I was thinking about.
I wanted to call in and say how much I love these women. I'm one of the new friends. I met Sally Ann and Mona at a psychic fair, and I heard the music, and I went outside, and there was Mona playing, and Sally Ann came trotting up to me.
Shoving a CD in your face.
Yeah, basically, you know, I grabbed it right away, and I've given it away because everybody loves it so much. But I really want to say that I have never met anybody like Sally Ann. It took me a while to figure out exactly what was cooking with this woman, because the energy was just popping, and I have never met anybody that lives in la-la land like this, and it feels so good to have the support of Sally Ann, and she's not kidding about giving everything that she has away, including her blue sweater to me, which I still have.
It looks good on you. We have a rule in this house. Whoever looks better on gets to keep it. Okay?
Well, hey, that works for me. This is fun. I'm absolutely enjoying this. These women have supported me beyond what I could possibly have dreamt. I came from a really dark place of about 5 years of drug addiction and depression, and I dug my way out, and I met Sally Ann and Mona, and my life has never been the same. It has been so much fun, and so much love has come my way, and friends on Facebook and people that I've met, they're just incredible. I didn't think that I could ever have friends like this, and you know, I have purpose. I have a purpose now, and I will help other women with drug addiction, and you know, because I know what has worked for me, and I want to share that, and I know that Sally Ann and Mona will support me in any way that they can, and the love just spreads around, and it feels so good, and I just wanted to thank Sally Ann and Mona and Louise. Your poetry touches me so much, and Alana, you know, little girl, I just
Keep
love
loving.
You. This has just been a beautiful ride for me, and I know I've got this friendship for the rest of my life, and it's such a beautiful thing, and you know, it's changed my life, and I am just really grateful. You know, I live with gratitude in my heart, and things do unfold. You know, they're unexplainable sometimes; they just happen, and it's just been an incredible ride, and I can't wait for the next thing that's going to unfold. You know, and cool. Sally Ann, you're just a ray of light, and
thank you. And
I love you very much.
Oh, I love you too.
So what's this la la world mean to you? I mean, when you see, describe it from the other side, outside of her world. Describe it.
Well, like your truck packed down, going down to San Diego. Okay.
All right. Time for you to you. This is about the guest now, not by the guest. How's that?
This la-la land is living in the moment. It's not having particularly any plans. It's lots of U-turns and let's go do this, or, well, maybe not, this looks good, or, you know, it's just letting life unfold and with gratitude for every moment. And Sally Ann's energy is just incredible and makes you feel so good when you're around her. The gratitude in her heart, the love that she shares with everybody, that's Sally Ann's La La Land, and it envelops everybody that she meets, you know? It sure sucked me in, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, real cool. Wow, real cool.
So it's contagious. So how'd you catch this? How'd you put that, you know? How do you give it to other people beyond this?
It's a light. It's a light, Cindy. The light is oh my God. The light, I am blessed to have the light flow through me, okay? Whatever you want to call the universe, God, creator, okay, we all know that there is a source there, okay? I have been able to, through me trusting the universe and just knowing that it exists, I'm able to have the light come through me. I am not the light, okay, but I've learned how to manipulate it. And manipulate is not always a bad thing. I've learned how to mold it and move it into places where it's needed. And the more you use it, the bigger it gets, the brighter it gets, the more people can attach on to it. I don't know if it's scientific or spiritual or whatever, magical, but that's kind of what I see it as.
It's your passion.
What are your thoughts on that?
And you're very passionate about it, Sally Ann.
Yeah.
And sharing. And sometimes, you know, people recognize that and they want to come around you more and you know, not to offense, you know, but it's just strong, and your energy is very strong.
You know, the thing that I noticed was that when I caught Sally Ann's La La energy, it made me want to share it with other people. You
yes.
know, it brought the best out in me, and I was able to then, my light got brighter, and my world got bigger, and the colors got more intense, and I want to share what I have with the world, and that's because of Sally Ann, you know? And it's just a beautiful thing.
Cool.
If I didn't live another second, and I plan on it, but if I didn't, I've been fulfilled, because that's really what my dream is and was, to be able to send it out and have other people send it out. That's it. So Matrix, Web, I don't care what it is. It's doing what it's supposed to do. And it's not me. It comes through me. I am lucky that I was the blessed one to have it come through me. It comes through all of us. It comes through all of us if you let it. It's that simple, okay? But if you need to use me as the beginning point for now, feel free, all right? And then somebody's going to use Karen, and somebody's going to use Mona, somebody's going to use Cindy and Louise, and that's what it is, because it's in us all. But the fact that we have the ability to continue it going, I mean, I have realistic hopes for world peace in my lifetime. I'm not, you know, I say I'm a dreamer, but my dreams come true. I have no problem wishing on a moon or a star for that, because I know that it's attainable with these tools, with the tools that we have, the tools that we're talking about, which is spreading this light and love. I know it's something we can do. Okay, I'm getting very emotional now. Somebody else talk.
But that's what this is about, sharing what you love, what you're passionate about. That's what I want people, all the listeners, anytime they're on the show, is to catch on to that. Catch on that passion. So, Karen,
thanks,
were you going to say
thank
something?
Thank you.
Karen,
well,
were you going to say something?
rock on, Sally Ann. I love you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
Cool.
And have a cup of coffee for me, would you?
What are you doing later? I'm heading down that way. You want to meet somewhere?
Well, can I have some coffee?
Yeah, huh? Want some coffee?
Maybe for coffee. I don't have a lot of time, but we'll just stop by and say hi for a cup, or we'll meet somewhere, okay?
There you
I'll
go.
Call you when I'm down that way.
That works for me. I love you guys.
Okay.
Have fun.
I love you,
bye.
Too. Thanks,
thank
baby.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, then. Let's see. Anybody else? You got, like, a couple more minutes here. 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074.
Hey, where's my kids? Maybe my kids don't have the new number. Somebody should call Curry and tell them to call.
Oh, the phone number is still the same.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Curry? Yeah, the phone number didn't change, just the link to the show changed. So
okay.
I tried to put it out there as much as I could.
All right.
Things weren't locking up. Is what it is. So text them and tell them that. Again. I now got the chat room finally open. You know, just better late than ever. You know, that's all right.
It was being schooled in my world. This is it. You know, if there's traffic, it's because I'm supposed to be late. That's kind of it, you know?
Okay. Well, I figure it's late because somebody couldn't get on at 2 Central Time and therefore had to wait till, you know,
that's what Kathy wrote that. Oh. Didn't Kathy Yeager write that? Kathy Yeager wrote something like that. Somebody was stuck in traffic, so they had to hold off the show. That's so funny. See? See, I'm not the only one.
Anyway. So let's pass some kind of affirmation onto this audience, because that's what I do every week. I don't know. Do we dare go as far as I'm living in a la-la world? That might be far-fetched for our audience.
Yeah, no, what I think is that everybody has the ability to create their own world, to seriously create the world that they want to live in.
So it's, I am creating the world I want.
To live in, yeah. Yep,
okay. Yeah, I'm creating the world I want to live in. All right. Since I really didn't have a threat, I'll have to create one and put that in there. Okay, I can put it in the BTR chat room, though, for the moment. A world in which I want to live. There we go. I know. Sorry, the grammatic guru just kind of changed it around real quickly. Didn't even pay attention to it, but I did.
Okay, let it go. Let it go, Cindy. Let it go.
I did let it go. I just typed it, and I'm getting what you just totally put it in correct grammar. Sorry, guys. Not really, but it worked out. that's part of why I wasn't going to be a radio person, because I'm a writer. I put it in writing. It has.
And you're a good writer.
Absolutely.
Boy, I read my thing. I even like reading about myself. You wrote it so beautifully. Okay? Like, wow, who's this? Oh, it's me. Okay.
Well, you know. It came to the basics. It's just, you know, it's what I do. It's my purpose. It's my passion. You know, turn it around and let it work. Yeah.
That's right.
So we can't play a song. Nobody's got the button, the Mona Garcia button. We really can't play a song right now, Cindy.
If I was trying to get on the other computer that has it in iTunes so that I could do it, I'm still trying. How's that? Because my son's playing. I don't want to keep charging. I just want to be on end of battery.
Hey, Mona, you make a really good co-host, you know? Did you realize that?
What's that?
Mona, you make a really good co-host, kind of like a Regis and Kelly type thing, you know? It's really cool.
Well,
that's the last time I watched TV. I thought Regis was still on. That's the last time I put TV on, okay?
I'm looking for people to co-host this show, you know, then I don't have to do it every week, or the other side of that coin is, you know, there are six other days a week that I'm looking for people to do shows so that we can keep, you know, people
no,
talking
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She's busy doing, you know, doing music. But a co-host is okay, all right? Like, she can't commit to a whole show, you know. Never know when the next gig is, okay?
Unfortunately, I also work during the day.
That's okay, though.
There's 7 days a week, and there's 24 hours in the day.
And there's a 14-year-old son, okay? So add that up.
Okay. I'm going to take a chance here. This person is... There you go. I'm going to take a chance that the area code 920, which is a Wisconsin area code, wants to talk to you. I think I know who this is, but I can't be sure. And I'm just going to put them on the air with a chance.
Okay, what's the worst that can happen?
Hello, my name is Penny.
Hi, Sunny. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's Penny. P-E-N-N-Y.
Honey, I'm sorry. I have you right on the air, too. We did not screen the call because we're getting down to the end here. And so welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Thank you.
So you got some comments you'd like to add to this lovely party we're having here?
I actually just joined it here. So I just called in. So
you just called to say hello?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's great.
Well, you can listen to the archive. We've just been having a little la-la world party here. Are you happy to be me in the chat room?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is no. Unless Sally
okay.
Ann wants... Well, I shouldn't say that. Sally Ann, I'm going to put you on the spot. And maybe I'll put on the spot. Would you like to do a reading for someone?
Me?
You heard my question.
No. Thank you, though.
Okay. We do not normally do readings anymore on the show. I'm going to let you ask your question, and I will see if I can give you an answer. How's that?
Okay.
I am working on readings, so you never know what spirit gives us. So go ahead.
My question is actually just whatever they have to give. I'm open to whatever messages they have for me.
Give me a second. Okay. I'm hearing very simply that you know a lot of what you want to know. Any questions that you ever have are within you. You need to take time to be silent long enough to be able to listen. I have a feeling, what I get from the intuition and from the feeling is that you tend to be a busy person. Would I be correct?
Yes.
Okay. So there are times, instead of, you know, filling every moment, every day with something, sit down a little more often and pay attention to what's here inside of you. Do you tend to ask other people for advice?
Yes.
Okay. You know the answers. You don't need to go to them to be able to do that.
Okay.
You know, I get a feeling, too, that there are times when you maybe feel stepped on a little bit. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you, within that, you will hear how to respond to some of these people so that you instead learn to use your voice, able to say enough stuff and are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I was losing you. The connection is going, so I'm missing some of what you're saying.
Oh, okay. you know, basically I had said that, you know, you need to listen to your own voice and hear what, you know, what messages you are given by spirit, because they will help you to draw your boundaries and be able to respond to people when you are feeling stepped on, so that instead you come to your own, and, you know, some of that will not be happening as often then, if you learn to respond to them with your voice. And some of that will come from sitting down and being in the silence instead of filling every moment with rushing around.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. That's pretty much what I have for you. Like I said, I normally don't show very often, but every once in a while I do this. Thank you for calling in, and hopefully you learn to live in your la la world. I hope you come back and listen to the show, because normally we talk about people living within.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Good day now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh. Cindy. Cindy, very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, good reading. Good reading.
See?
Okay. Hanging around people. Yeah, hanging around you people has opened a whole different world. You, Christina Nelson, Chris, all of them, you know, that whole world that you guys have introduced me to and taught me to, even in this moment. Should I answer it or shouldn't I? Is there something you have for me, or do I want to just go on? You know, I'm doing my purpose.
That's right.
So, you know, and we all have those voices, though. You know, we all we have to be quiet and listen to it sometimes, and just yeah, it's our intuition that'll guide us every time, every time.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's all for the good, and it's all for us to share, and that's what we're about, and that's what we're learning and creating, and just sharing it.
God, and there's so much personal stuff that we'll never put on this radio, Cindy, but I'll never forget that night, the first time we spoke on the phone, when you needed to find out some information, remember?
Yep. Yep.
And that was one of my most wildest experiences. The reason why I say no now, but we have our connections all over the place. If we just reach out, people just reach out, man. That's it. I feel like some kind of hippie telling you what to do. But if you just reach out and touch somebody's hand, oh my God, we're all connected.
Every single one of us. I was looking for someone that I crossed over, and I was looking for some information. So. And I knew that was something that, you know, it was a part of you at the time. It wasn't something that, because I was too close to the situation. And sometimes we are too close to be able to talk to our loved ones.
No, but the whole idea of even her being the interpreter for the deaf is why it was such an easy channel for me, you know?
Right.
It was very.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I think she just stopped by here to say hello, if you want to believe that one. Okay, because I know it's a familiar spirit, along with a sense. So yeah. So I guess Marty's telling you, hey, okay.
All right. Talk about it.
Okay, I'm looking out in the other side of the apartment, and I see these two trees swaying back and forth, dancing, and all the other trees are still.
Those are my trees.
I'm like, they're like waving, hey, and now they stopped. Like they wanted to be acknowledged. That must be for you. Somewhere
that one surprised me.
Oh, there's one there. You see him? No, I'm looking at the ones over there.
Oh, I'm looking at the ones over here.
Yeah, that one's kind of wind going. That one over there. Those over there are different, though. Very different.
Oh, is that one right there?
I don't think you can see him. The TV's in the way.
There you go.
But I remember the time
anyway,
where I was on the
station. Okay. Well,
time we had a conversation with Chris from Curious Times, that was funny. You know Mona too.
I could not stop laughing. That was so much fun.
But it was great. It's great that we're all connected. And we just grow that way. I like that. We grow that way. Is everybody gone?
Come on, wrap.
No,
I'm
still here.
Okay.
Is the show over?
Pretty much, yeah.
Good, because I'm hungry. I want lunch. Thanks, Cindy. I had a blast.
Thanks, Ellie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this was awesome.
Show then. See you, Mona. You guys go have lunch. I'm sure I'll talk to you more on the phone.
Yeah.
Good.
I know. I'm actually thinking too.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you, ladies.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. We'll talk.
Love you. Take care. I just put them on the hold. All right. That was Sally Ann Cass. And actually, Mona Garcia popped in there as well. They were a part of our show here today on Purpose Talk Radio. I know the show went a little bizarre, but you know what? On starting time, ending time, but it was absolutely wonderful. I hope you had as good of a time as I did. We do air here Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time, so that would be noon on the Pacific Coast and 3 p.m. on the East p.m. in the U.K. We have people who are living and serving their purpose, sharing with you how they came to know that, what they did to achieve it, and what you might be able to do to achieve your purpose. If you'd like to send a message to me or be part of this show, or even participate with your services and products that you might want to share with other people wanting to live their service or living their purpose, you can do that by emailing me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. I thank you all for being a part of this show. We are looking for a guest for next week. I don't know who I'm having yet. With me going back to school and all this, things do get a little going 1 week at a time. We got a couple of possibilities, and we'll see how that happens. So I guess I'm looking at our song is AM by Unity. Look for them at TRUETRINIU. Let's see, what other things are there? I think that's pretty much it for the day. If you'd like to reach Sally Ann, you can find her on Facebook at Sally Ann Cast. Go to our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio, or the discussion board of Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, and feel free to comment or question anything that might resonate with you from this show today. We do leave the archives up indefinitely. We do have some of those over on our website as well as on the Blog Talk Radio site. In addition to that, like I said, I will spread and never get up. I'll do the technical code and share any questions for me or more. Feel free to put those in the thread, and that will stay up there definitely also. Because once this show closes, the chat room on Blog Radio also closes. So, folks, have a very, very happy Labor Day. And may you listen to the sounds and the spirits. But when we are quiet long enough, it is something that you need to be living and doing. It is not for anyone else. If you live in a la-la world, go for it. If you live in a world that's more straight-lined and streamlined, go for it. It is your world. It is what you need to be doing. And it is how you will show up to everybody else. And whatever kind of world you are in, you know what? It's exactly where you're supposed to be at all times. You are exactly who you are, living in the moment, being who you are. I wish you all soul blessings as we close with the song, I Am.
I am me, I am who I am,
I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.